Howdy folks, welcome back to the Match Net Podcast. I am out of breath because I'm climbing the mountain, Tree of Blessing, in Chumpyong. I am rucking it right now because I have my backpack on with my items. So I'm a bit more out of breath than I'd like to be. But it's a beautiful, cold, snowy day here in April on the opening entrance ceremony day of that guy over there. You can see it on video. Chunwonggung is open today and everyone is over there right now, and it is snowing today. I just stopped just so that I could record this video for you guys, and no one is here obviously because everyone thinks it's snowing and raining. There are zero people climbing this mountain on this beautiful spring day with the cherry blossoms all around me, surrounded by beauty here in Chumpyong, Korea. And I am making a short video for you guys on why not next year, why not 2026 for the blessing. I gave a talk recently yesterday to the Ring Next Spring participants, and in that talk I was asking them, posing the question, why not receive the blessing next year, right? And I often do this question as a way of mentally exercising their wisdom to see what it would take to identify the hindrances and constraints that are blocking you from receiving the blessing. So I'm not saying that folks should receive the blessing, have to, 해야지, anything next year. But if you do want the blessing, raise your hand. If you do want to find a matching partner this year or soon, raise your hand. And if that's the case, if you do want to receive your parents' blessing and have a blessed family, raise your hand. Then, what is stopping you from going there? What are the shadows? What are the self-imposed constraints in your life, the dark clouds that are keeping you from getting there? And so the only mental exercise I'm putting you guys through is to say, why not? If True Mother came right now on this video, surprise, guest appearance, if I happen to run into her right now while I'm on this hike, and I said to her, True Mother, I'm talking with our brothers and sisters who are preparing for matching, and I asked her, Mother, could you do a matching ceremony just for these special folks? And she said, yes, I will do a matching ceremony. Get them to Korea, and I'll do a matching ceremony for them right now. But they have to say yes. The only condition is they have to say yes, and they have to want to create a thriving, fulfilled, godly, God-centered blessing and family and raise children in that environment. But you have to say yes to that. Would you guys say yes to that? Would you say yes to Mother? Okay? Or would you say no? And importantly, why would you say yes and why would you say no? If today you had an opportunity to start a matching process, a conversation more so, to receive the blessing, why would you say yes and why would you say no? And if you said no, that's okay, it's fine. But I want you to identify the reason as to why you believe you cannot. And that's what we're gonna focus our attention on for the next year. Let's say it's, oh, I don't have enough stability in my life. Ooh, that's probably the number one that I've identified in people. I don't have stability. If you don't have stability, then let's get you some stability, right? Let's say it's financial stability. All right, well, let's figure out what that means for you. What does that exactly mean? Put it on paper. And also challenge those beliefs. Let's say you say, oh, I need to have a job that makes X amount of money, etc. Or I need to have X amount of money saved up. Okay, sure, we'll get that. But first of all, let's challenge every assumption that you have about what is required in order to receive the blessing and what's not. Interestingly, if you ask a follow-up question, what is it that married people that are actually successfully and thriving in their marriage say is the number one thing that is needed in order to be ready for marriage? What will they say? Not financial stability, actually. They will say things that are more in line with reality and their actual experience, which is more of the internal preparation. It's more of the internal skill sets and character traits of being able to communicate, being able to have mood regulation, being able to identify how we're feeling at any given moment and be able to talk about that stuff, being able to be clear about your vision, about your goals in life, and be able to communicate those clearly, right? The ability to resolve conflict, the ability to talk about stuff, the ability to butt heads and argue through things in a healthy, productive way, right? All of these things. But my only point is that on that list of things that are important, according to people that are happily married and blessed, is not financial stability, guys. All right? So I'm saying that to break the belief fundamentally that it is something that you should consider as number one. Is it important? Yes. I will say that clearly here now. Having stability financially is important, yes. But it is not nearly as important as our collective society and culture makes it out to be. And I think there's a long-standing narrative in our culture that I believe is unproductive and false, which is that in order to have a successful marriage, you have to have money because marriage is expensive, quote unquote. Having children is too expensive, quote unquote. And so people will justify reasons to stay single. People will justify reasons to not go ahead and look around and to have conversations with matching partners. People will not go ahead and have children. They will hesitate for years and years and make this kind of false assumption, this underlying false assumption and belief that having children is too expensive, getting married is too expensive all the time. It's not, unless you make it, right? So, and then you go down the list and I ask you, what else do you feel like you need in order to be ready for matching blessing next year? Let's just say, for example's sake, by next 2026 blessing spring. Okay, well, maybe you need stability in your emotional state. Okay, this is getting interesting. I think this is hitting on something really important. If you feel like you are emotionally up and down, you feel like you are unstable, feel like you're experiencing depressive episodes here and there, right? Okay, it's great that you identify that. Now it's time to figure out how to identify that and then also not make excuses as to why you can't in the face of loneliness, right, or depression, but work on it, invest in it. Make that your number one priority for the next year. Just focus your efforts on that. Maybe it's related in many parts to your sexual integrity. Maybe you're experiencing sexual fantasy, pornography, masturbation to extents that you are unhappy with, that don't align with your values, and you feel lack of integrity and you hate this lack of integrity that you're facing, right? Then address that. Let's figure that out, all right? So my point in this exercise is just to eliminate all of the excess chatter in your mind, the excess fluff that tends to keep you looping on a cycle of I can't, I won't, it's not time, I'm not ready, that's not in the cards for me. All that stuff. To be able to identify it and be truthful about it and say, okay, is this accurate? Is this healthy to believe this? And thoroughly, do I even want to believe this? And if it's not, then it's like, all right, get rid of it. Work on it, invest in it. But you can't sit on your hands, my friend, here in this beautiful freezing, raining day in Cheongpyeong. Sit on your hands at the top of the mountain, the Tree of Blessing. Sit on your hands and say, I can't, Heavenly Parent. I can't, True Parents. I'm not ready. I can't. Okay, fair enough. Well, look, let's address it and let's move forward. Okay? You guys are not cowards. You're not a coward. I know you don't want to be a coward. You want to be courageous. You want to face demons and fear in the face and work towards that. And that's the antidote to you experiencing it, right? So I would just say go through a mental list of all the things you feel like you need in order to receive the blessing and just address those. And as you'll notice, when you start working on your things that you need to work on, your matching process, you will have ups and downs in your experience. You'll feel motivated, ready to take on the world as you finish this video, right, in this episode. And then a week later, a few days later, you'll feel unmotivated, right? And that's when it's helpful to have accountability. It's helpful to have a team. It's helpful to have people in your court, in your ring, in your corner that are going to encourage you along the way, guys. All right, that's my message for you today. It is windy as God Almighty right now here at the Tree of Blessing, and I'm going to sign off. I want you guys to, I think we recorded the entire presentation I gave yesterday on Why Not 2026. It's a more very, very in-depth video, so check that out. I'm going to put it down. It's on the High Noon podcast. You can check that out there and listen to be the entire presentation I gave, but this is just a soundbite for you guys. All right, I don't know if you can hear me because of the wind, but I love you guys so much that I'm gonna record in terrible weather conditions, even though the audio is garbage and the video is garbage, but that's how much I think about you guys, and I wish you the best, all right? Tree of Blessing, signing off from Champion. Lots of love to y'all. Bye.